Good morning. It's about 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me in the studio this morning, we have Mike Kernine, the director of the Sitka Jazz Festival. Good morning, Mike.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So we're in to talk about the Jazz Fest, which is coming up February 1st through 3rd, about 2 weeks away.
Exactly 2 weeks away.
All right. And how are preparations going?
Right now, we are fast and furious putting together the final touches, making sure that we have all of our programs set up and the concert orders and all of the events that are happening and stuff. So it's going great, but it would be nice to have an extra week.
And I remember going to Jazz Fest when I was in high school and growing up. How long has this been going on?
I think it's either 23 or 24 years, but just seems like yesterday Brad Howie started it out with one performer, so it's been a nice journey.
How long have you been in this role as director?
As the director of the Jazz Festival, this is my sixth year, but I've been involved with Brad Howie and Jan and Terry Lovett and John DePilatis, so I've got a lot of different people I've worked with over the years, but 6 years for in charge.
Mm-hmm. And what do we have to look forward to at this year's Jazz Fest?
Well, every year I try to like think about how I can make the festival more fine-tuned, and then every year I find more people that I want to expose the kids to it musically. And so I think the thing that people can look forward to is there's a wide variety of talent and there's a wide variety of musical style, and it's going to be a really interesting mix of good music for everybody.
Are there any returning artists that we've heard before?
Josh Nelson is a piano player and had a little bit of a lineup change a few weeks ago, and somebody says, hey, you should call this guy. His name's Josh Nelson. And ironically, I've met him and talked with him, and he'd been here before. And so I called him, and he was excited about coming back to Sitka. So he's probably the most notable. We have great teachers that are coming back, Bob Athade, Kyle Athade, Ed Littlefield. There are actually quite a few people that come back, and lots of people from behind the scenes come back every year, and the tech crew and hospitality, and we've got lots of returning people.
This festival has a lot of components to it. Could we maybe walk through what some of the events will be and where these teachers will be teaching and things like that?
Well, we have, I guess to start out, we have 130 plus students that are coming in from all over Alaska. From Juneau, Ketchikan, and I believe as far away as Fairbanks for the All Alaska Jazz Band. And they come in midweek. Thursday night, we start out with an opening concert, which is open to the participants and folks who've purchased all festival passes. Friday, we have workshops, rehearsals. All Alaska Jazz Band will be rehearsing. We have the Brown Bag Concert, which is at the Otis Theater, and that one's free and open to the public. If you just want to come check out just a taste of what you can get if you go to the evening concerts, bring your lunch, bring the kids, and bring friends, and come have a nice bag lunch. Friday night, 6 o'clock, we have a student concert, which will feature three of the schools that are coming from out of town and possibly a local group. 7 o'clock, we start at the Performing Arts Center. We'll have the pro or featured concert, which will have our guest artists like Brian Hogans and Michael Mayo, the vocalist. They'll be featured on the evening concert, 7 o'clock on Friday. Saturday is kind of intensive clinics with students, participants, folks from the community who have interest in jazz. We'll be doing clinics at the high school. And then 6 o'clock evening performance and a 7 o'clock pro set. So there's a lot of stuff packed in 3 days.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's gotten more and more, like you said, more and more fine tuned with your organization of making sure everyone gets to play at different times.
Yeah. We not only have the concerts with the big bands and the all the guest performers, for folks who want to, after the concerts are over, go out and see a little bit of jazz out in the community, we'll do some after-hours events. One of the after-hours events Friday night will be at the Mean Queen, and folks with all festival passes can get into that one for free. There's a small cover charge if folks just want to check that out on their own.
So I know you're in the midst of kind of the final push and getting organized, but maybe looking back on past music or jazz fests, what do you enjoy about this event?
Wow, that's a tough one. There's so many things that I like about the festival. Mostly, you know, as from an educator standpoint, just seeing the impact with kids, getting the chance to see people who are doing something past, you know, their normal schooling. So whether it's the folks that are running the sound equipment or the lighting equipment, there are so many aspects to the festival, from catering to food prep to hospitality to, you know, tech. There's just a lot of moving parts and stuff. So I guess the biggest thing is kids getting a chance to see, you know, kind of see the production. And the kids at the high school and even middle school get a chance to see the production from the inside, because a lot of them volunteer or help out producing the festival. And I guess the other thing is just not having to travel to see, you know, some of the great musicians in the world. A lot of these folks are, you know, coming from tours from Europe and from all parts of the world, and then they converge on Sitka for a week. And the other thing that's fascinating about the festival is just how small the arts community is. I had called the piano player Josh Nelson and said, yeah, I've got this really, really great singer. His name is Michael Mayo. And he goes, oh, I'm going hiking with Michael. And which I find ironic, since Josh Nelson lives in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, it was just the connections are really, really interesting. It's fun.
Jazz musicians that go hiking together will be playing in Sitka.
Yeah, exercising musicians. Uh-huh. Who would have thought?
Mike, you said that there's around 130 students coming in from out of town.
Right.
Where are they all going to stay?
Some of the students will stay at the Fine Arts Campus. They've got a nice dorm system set up there, and that works for some groups. Some groups will be staying at the Westmark. Other groups will be staying at other hotels, B&Bs, and then I believe there'll be also be a few students who are seeking housing from all their connections in Southeast. So so a little bit of here and there.
Would you say that your students are looking forward to this influx of other high school kids and this event?
Yeah, I think that's, every time we do a survey with the kids, they're like, we want more kids from out of town, which is great. And I've always tried to, that's where the energy comes from, you know, when the kids are here and stuff, because they want to play well for each other. And, you know, it's just human nature to want to be around other people who like things that you like.
Yeah, and if you like jazz, you should come out to the Jazz Fest.
You should come out to the Jazz Festival, even if you think you don't like jazz. I can't emphasize enough that it's just going to be great music. If you go to a concert, I'm sure people will tell me if I'm wrong, which is fine. But if you come to a concert either Friday or Saturday night, there will be something on the program that you really like or didn't know you liked. So, and just also a big thank you to all the people who are trying to convert people to the light and bring them to jazz. So bring your friends.
Awesome. So I've been talking with Mike Kernin, the director of the Sitka Jazz Festival, and that festival is coming up on February 1st through 3rd. And Mike, is there a website people can go to get more info on this?
Yeah, you can go to sitkajazzfestival.com, and hopefully there'll be something in the newspaper next week, that'll be a schedule of events. Tickets are going to go on sale Friday, Old Harbor Books, and there's some different pricing options and stuff. So come buy your tickets early if you'd like, save you a little bit of money, and come enjoy.
And is that where people can get festival passes as well?
Or? Festival passes and tickets will be at Old Harbor Books, and you can certainly buy them at the door. And high school students and middle school students will be doing a pre-sale of tickets as well. So you might get asked. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks so much for that info.
Right. Hey, thanks a million. Appreciate it.